And welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, Matt Leach at the crib, so I got the boys with me. Well, one intern and Alex. Can't call Alex an intern anymore, you know? You claiming you're not an intern either? You work. You work for a living. Boss Matt in the house. Boss Matt is in the house. Yes, we are on a remote here at Black Rock Bar and Grill, 3776 South State Street. Mess that up, Boss Matt. You come in here, I get all messed up. Sorry about that. Yes, and we're having a great time. Fantastic Friday. And you know what? Whenever there's a fantastic Friday, whenever there's a Friday, I need a man that's going to get me fired up. And there's only one man that can do that. That's the man that brought me here to Michigan. That's Bob Thornblade, former coach, former player. What's up, Blade? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Jamie. I've recovered.
Blade, I know you recovered.
I'm making it back. Yeah, I went and saw my immediately on on Sunday morning. I went and saw my checked in to see my psychiatrist. Had to wait in line, but. to bring myself back. But
you've been there before, Blade. I had John Navarro on, and as he said, hey, we lost our first game, and we went on to win a Big Ten championship. You've been through those too, Blade. So
yeah, well,
you got to tell these fans.
It's not what happens to everybody knows this, and this stands for, you know, the. Everybody who's lived for any length of time understands it's not what happens to you in life that counts, it's how you react to it. So, we'll see how we react to it, and I'm anxious to see how the guys react. Now, in the old days, if Michigan played badly or had a disappointing loss, you could bet, you could go to the bank that the kids would come out roaring. At the same time, and this happened in 1980 or 81. We lost a disappointing game to Notre Dame, and the hangover, you know, we felt so bad about that loss that we came home and we lost to George Rogers and a South Carolina team that was not as well endowed and talented as we were. But the good part of that story is we started to march. We started getting confidence. And at the end, we went out to the Rose Bowl, gave Bo his first Rose Bowl victory, and we beat a great Washington team. And I contend this. At the end of the year, no team in America would have beaten us. And John, you know, our great friend John Wainwright was a quarterback, and there was a lot of great players on that team that went on and played in the league. So we will see how we'll react. And we'll see, you know, it's going to be at noon, and so we don't have to wait a long time. I like that part of it. And the kids can get out there and run through the banner and get excited and play with passion. I don't think that was missing last week. At the same time, you know, football is a 60-minute contest, and usually the teams with the greatest will win. Because you defeat your opponent not just on any single play, but over time. You hit him, and it takes a toll on him. And hopefully we're going to get going tomorrow, and we'll get back on track. And all this finger-pointing and everybody upset. Now, I will say that I was greatly disappointed in that loss, deeply disappointed. And I think part of it is that Jimmy inherits this long stretch where we didn't do well. And so it's been a long time. And we all have had great hopes for this team. Now, that loss was sobering, but now we have to go to work and come back. And, you know, I'm behind the kids, and I'm behind the coaches, and I'm behind Jim. And it's up to, I can't play. I wish I could. Actually, the reason I coached is they wouldn't let me play anymore. That's the greatest experience playing for Michigan, wearing that great uniform and playing in that great stadium in front of the greatest fans in America. That's an honor and a privilege. And it's a wonderful experience and stays with your whole life. And then, of course, I had the great good fortune to be around Coach Schembechler, coach. But I think they're going to respond, and we need to start to build. So Western Michigan was 6-6 a year ago, but many of these kids played in the Cotton Bowl and have experienced success. Western Michigan has 60 players from the state of Michigan. Many of those players at one time or another may have aspired to go to Michigan, but were turned down by Michigan. And then they went to a Mid-American school, which is not, which is different, not less, but they all, many of them might have wanted to come here. Well, they're going to, if you remember that series of games when Central Michigan beat Michigan State on a regular two out of three games, these kids are going to come with great passion, and they're going to play hard. At the same time, I think we match up good against them. And so I think we're going to do fine tomorrow. And I'm anxious to see us establish ourselves, gain confidence, play hard throughout the game, come up with a rhythm on offense, get some, you know, start to block up front, start to run downhill. At the same time, I don't want Jimmy to do run, pass. The best time to pass is first down, when the opponent doesn't know whether you're going to run or pass. Mm-hmm. And so I hope we get that established. And I also think that the defense, and I have great regard for the talent we have on defense and the great coaches we have on defense, but I have always believed that you analyze your opponent and you take away what they do well. So when Ali was looking at Foreman, he said, I can't stand there and punch with that man. I'll get killed. So he came up with a strategy, and he allowed him to punch himself out. I believe if you have a quarterback that doesn't throw the ball well, you make him throw to beat you. And if you'll remember in the second half when we started to get stops, we played two deep zone, and we made them pass, and they weren't effective offensively. After we played all that man, and we let that kid out of there, and he threw up some lobs and completed them, and then he ran out of there. He's quick quarterback, and made some plays. And you can bet your bottom dollar that they employed the same offense that Penn State employed a year ago when they did so well against us with Shaquan Barkley and those guys. That was they ran their offense. They took those things that Penn State did and they employed them against us. And you can bet that we're going to see that again until we stop it. Now, this kid at Western Michigan is not a runner. He's a passer. Now, their passes, they're spread offense. So short passes and passes out to the sideline where they get a skill player in space, that's going to be what they're going to do. Yeah, but I think that we're going to be able to get after him and hit him and get him stopped and get this thing going in the right direction. So it's a great time for us to build, but we can't take anything for granted right now, nor should we. They got to fight each and every play. They got to come out and prove to the opponent that they're here to win, and that opponent's not going to, we're not going to let them stay in the game, and we're going to get after them. And I'm anxious to see it, and I believe the kids are going to respond. I think we, now, you get one mulligan now. Now that they have the playoff system, you can have one loss, but that's it. So we got to, if we're going to do accomplish what they set out to do, what their, I assume their goals and their goals are, their ambitions are, they got to be perfect from here on out. And they got to start tomorrow by winning the first quarter, and then the second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, and coming out with a victory. So I'm anxious to see it. I'm excited. I'm ready to go, and I have healed. I'm healed. It was a disappointing loss. I was with some Michigan people, and very disappointing loss. But we got to put it behind us. If we dwell on that, you know, we got to look forward. Can't look in the rearview mirror. That's behind us. We got to learn from what happened. And we got to get going. We got to figure out what we can do offensively successfully on a regular basis. We got to figure it out. You know, everybody complains about the tackles. Well, let's get those guys going. And you make your greatest improvement for the first and second game. So let's, you know, I'm sure they put their arm around those kids and get them going. I think we have a nice receiver core. I don't see where those kids can't be really good, even without Tariq. I think the offensive backs missed some blocks. Mm-hmm. When they used to go, those linebackers came through on you, Jamie, you cut them down. But it didn't look like we didn't want any part of those linebackers and those blitzers as they came through from Notre Dame. Well, we got to put our hats on them and get them stopped the way Jamie Morris and Mike Hart used to, or they shouldn't be in there. And so we got to get some things going. I believe we will. No mistakes in the kicking game. We can't drop the snaps. We got to do all the things perfect there. And if you look at the last game, the kicking game kept us in with that wonderful return. What a spectacular return by Thomas. Then when we missed that field goal, that hurt. And we can complain about the defense, but the defense stopped that team, and with over two minutes left, we had the ball, and we could have gone down and tied and then played a win in overtime, and we weren't able to do it. So we've got to let that go, but at the same time, we've got to embrace the lessons we've learned and move forward.
Blake, you coached the receivers at Michigan. How do you think the receiving corps, without Tariq, how did they play overall?
Oh, I think that there's talent there. We got to get this kid. I talked to Rudock after we had that great year, actually, with a really good team. And I said, what did you think about the offensive line play? Because we haven't always been satisfied with the offensive line play. Nobody. The coaches, nobody. The players want to be better. The players are anxious to do better. And he said, I got hit every play. Every play I got hit. Well, we got to protect that quarterback. It's hard. When those kids get beat up, they're not going to be effective passing the ball downfield. We can't let a guy in their face. So it's hard to be a great receiver. I was disappointed. I thought, I really love Gentry. I think he's a special talent. Might have dropped a ball or two. That's going to happen. But I like Grant Perry. I've always liked Grant Perry. He's a great slot back. I think Collins and Oliver. I mean, I think those kids could be special. And Donovan Peoples-Jones has proven that he can make plays. Now, the big measure is going to be run after the catch. Part of that is, we got to throw the ball downfield. Now, there's two, offensively, you look at sort of vertical stretch and horizontal stretch. Well, we were doing a lot of horizontal stretch. I'd like to get downfield. Also, when they play man coverage on us, and I'm going to tell you, Notre Dame had a tremendous defensive backfield, and they made the receivers and the ball carriers pay. Those kids hit, boy. And those corners are highly regarded. And let me say this about Notre Dame. That's a very fine team. They have a heck of an offensive line. And we said last week about Winbush, we should not take him for, don't underestimate him. Mm-hmm. And if we did, we sure made a mistake, and he proved that we shouldn't. So going back to receivers, I think we have a lot of talent there. And I think that coach we have is going to get the best out of them. We have man coverage. It seems to be that you always run fades. That's what everybody does, even in pro football. I would like to see us get across their face once in a while and start to run across the formation when we get man coverage and try to get the ball out in front of those guys, let them catch and run. I'd like to see us go deep on occasion. And when we did last week, we were successful. I think I can't remember another deep pass. So now Trey Patterson's getting used to his reading progressions. And he's getting used to, I'm certain that they're all getting used to, like, he's got to come up, get us in the right blocking assignment, then get us in, get the right blocking assignments in, and then he's got to get us in the right play.
Mm-hmm.
And we should be making a lot of it. We should have made a lot of improvement over this week because there's a lot to teach from. So I think we have really good receivers. Those tight ends are proven, McKeon and Gentry.
We need to get the tight ends more involved. Blake, don't you believe that?
Well, we gotta get the ball. One of the problems at Notre Dame is we didn't have the ball very much in the first half.
No, you're right. That's a good point.
I mean, they shredded us. I don't know what was 133 yards in the first 8 minutes or some crazy.
They went right down the field. You're right. And then
when you get behind like that, it gets tougher. And now Jim didn't leave the offensive concept, but it becomes harder to play, and you get anxious, and it changes things when you're behind that much, that quickly. So, and we got to get the ball. They got to stop them, and we got to get the ball, and they want to stop them, and, I'm confident they will. Now, that's a talented defense, and they had a tough first quarter. But then when they got, then when they settled down, things got going again, and they were the defensive hold. I really do believe that zone coverage is not. I think you figure out what they do well, and you take it away from them, and then you make them beat you with what they don't do well. Now that's easily said because you can't have all these. It's just like offensive plays. You have to have. You can't run every offensive formation and every offensive play in the world. But I don't think, you know, and I like to have numerical superiority. But when you guess, and when you bring people, you're going to leave a zone, or you're going to be vulnerable someplace in the defense because you're gambling a little bit. Now, it's a calculated gamble because you do it on the basis of the formation and down and distance and, you know, their tendencies. But, you know, Notre Dame was able to find some of those places where when we vacated the flat and places like that to get the ball. I think when you are physically, and certainly it's true when you're physically superior to other teams, you don't have to bring five or six every time. Notre Dame sacked us to win the game, and they rushed four players. Now, they were twisting and turning up there, but they were able to get free and put pressure on our quarterback. And we have to have the ability to do that, and I believe that we have the talent to do that. Now, I'm not saying anything these coaches don't know, and they know a lot more than I do, and they know the personality of the kids. They know their abilities. They know what they want to do. They're studying films on the other team. These guys are good. We have good coaches here. That should never be in doubt. And we have good kids. So now they got to come together. And in adversity, one thing about adversity, you're going to find out what you're made of. You know, it's going to reflect the character of the team and the attitude of the team and the culture. And I believe they're going to come out and fight. And they got to play this game like it's the biggest game they've ever played. That's what I believe. They got to approach this their backs are to the wall, and they got to fight like hell to win. And they got to play every down with tenacity, and they got to go after them. And if they do that, things are going to work out. But if they come out there and they let this team get in the game, and we start to struggle a little bit, that won't be good. We've got to come out and get after them. And even if they do make some plays against us, we have to be resilient and come back and get control of the game and dominate the game. I never felt like last week we were in the game. I just never, from the beginning. I just felt like we, you know, you didn't feel, even though we really got close at the end and we could have been there and tied, I didn't have confidence we were going to get back, and it was a struggle. It was agony, actually, that watching that. But because it means so much to us, and we want them to do well so badly. But I think that this week's important. It's kind of one of those program games in a way. It's Western Michigan, so time to get going. And let's get this thing moving, and let's start to make progress. And, you know, and progress doesn't have to be market programs. It's going to come out and be 65-0. Incremental progress. Let's win the game, and let's do what it takes to win the game.
Well, Blade, this team is favored. Michigan is favored by 4 touchdowns. Will you be disappointed if they don't win by more than 4 touchdowns?
No, I don't care. I don't care how many. You know what? I expect them to win by a reasonable margin. I don't care about 4 touchdowns. I want to see them do well. I want to see them in control of the game. I want to see them blocking, tackling, and executing, and making plays. I want to see a rhythm in the offense where they have control of the game, and they're making plays. And I want to see them execute, make plays, play together. I want to see that defense play the way they can play. That defense is gifted as any defense in the country, and they have proven they can play on an extraordinary high level. And they came, actually, after they did get knocked down, they came back, and they adjusted, and they stopped Notre Dame. But by that time, it perhaps was too late. But I want to see defense play with great passion, getting the ball. I want tremendous pressure on this quarterback. And when one of their receivers or ball carriers gets the ball, I want to see him gang tackle. I want to see him get after him and create some turnovers. We do that, we'll be good. And we got to be perfect in the kicking game. We talk about the kicking game a lot, and you know, that field goal, say whatever you want, that was meaningful last week. Mm-hmm. And so we can't make mistakes like that. We want to be excellent. And I'm sure I'm sure the coaches have talked about that, and probably stark terms that hopefully the kids make no mistake about it, and the coaches are getting after them, because it is a time to challenge them. and to make them be as the best they can be, and to bring it out of them, and for the whole program to come together. And they will. And they will. They're going to do fine, and I don't care. I don't care about four touchdowns or two touchdowns. I want them to win, and I want them to play as a team and have fun and play like Michigan. That's what I want, and I'm confident, and I believe they will.
Well, Blade, I believe, we all believe. I just want to see it on the field. And, you know, with you bringing up that field goal, I mean, nobody, they didn't yell fire, 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 or nobody went out for a pass pattern. That drives me crazy. I mean, we practice that all the time. Remember that?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, if you made a mistake on the kicking game, you became notorious and famous forever. Because Bo would mention when Mendes didn't block down and we got a punt blocked by Missouri in 1969. I mean, you know what I mean? When we got the kick blocked by Crable against Notre Dame, you know, everybody get they got remembered. So, you know, you got to be aggressive. You got to point out mistakes aggressively, and you got to coach mistakes. And what I mean is, the first thing we always did is the first thing you go over is game mistakes. And you talk about what you didn't do well, and you talk to them about where they made the mistake, whether it was a mental mistake or, a mistake in execution. So you learn from your mistakes. A great coach, Bear Bryant, said that. He said, you must be a great coach because, you never made mistakes. He said, oh, no, I made a lot of mistakes. He said, but if I was successful, I was successful because I never repeated my mistakes. So these kids, any mistakes they made, and their coaches, I'm sure their individual coaches pointed it out to them. And you remember being in that room, Jamie, when Bo would take that and run it back and forth and back.
Oh, my goodness.
The good place, he went right. Yeah, nice.
Yeah,
play.
We just ran right through it.
You wish he would have dwelled on those for a little bit. But the mistakes, and sometimes he was silent. He just run it back and forth. And you sat there cringing in your seat. And then, of course, he'd have some comment about that for you. And I'm sure that these guys coach the same way. You got to – now, everybody has a different everybody has a different personality. And everybody motivates and inspires and teaches differently. But you do teach. You got to be a no-mistake team. No penalties. We talk about it all the time. No MAs, mental mistakes, missed assignments. No, you can't turn the ball over. You can't do it. And win a kicking game. So when you drop a ball like that, that's a turnover. And, you know, you're getting defeated in the kicking game. And, you know, all the good things that we talk about and all the goals they have that the coaches set up. You know, I think our total, somehow we got 200 yards, but it doesn't feel like we mounted any kind of an offense other than the big pass where we really threatened them. So I want to see that offense to get clicking. There's a lot of good players. And those kids, you know, we got to stay by these kids, these tackles. They all complain about the tackles. Those kids are going to be better, and I bet they're going to play good. And I bet they're going to respond and really do a great job. I believe that, you know. And so I'm behind those kids and anxious to see them do well and progress and prove to everybody that they can play. And I want that offensive line to take it to heart and come together as a unit and say, hey, we're going to prove everybody in this stadium wrong. We're going to be one of the great offensive lines in the history of Michigan. And I believe they can do it.
Do you like?
I'm anxious to see us show us.
Do you like the fact that Coach Harbaugh came out and said we're going with the same offensive line this time around?
Yeah, I don't think he needs to. I mean, he knows them. Look, he knows. I mean, you know, if there was like if there's somebody close, you know, if there was like a competition, you know, and out of position, and the guy who started didn't do well. Then you give the other guy a chance. But, you know, apparently he feels this is his best chance to win. I'm certain otherwise he wouldn't do it. So, and it's a vote of confidence to the kids. And I think, yeah, you know, so, Jimmy knows. Jimmy knows who the best players are, and I'm sure he's lining them up. But I'm sure he's challenging them to be better and to get better. So So okay. I'm behind Jimmy on that.
Well, Blade, I appreciate you all the time when you come on. We really appreciate you coming on, giving us, lifting the spirits of the Michigan fans.
But remember, that game's behind us. You know what Sonny, Jurgensen used to say, the great quarterback for the Washington Redskins, when they had a bad game? He said, let's burn the film. Now they had tape or whatever it is, whatever you call it, and we'll go play next week. So now, finally, we're over this disappointing loss, and it was a very disappointing loss to all of us. Everybody in the Michigan family, including the players and the coaches. You know, we're disappointed. We couldn't do better. We don't like to lose to those guys down there. But now that is behind us. And now it's time to, I'd rather start a little slow and finish fast. So now it's time to start to march forward, to get better, and to make progress, and to get after these guys tomorrow, and have fun doing it, and play with enthusiasm in the greatest stadium that there is, in front of the greatest fans that there are, wearing the greatest uniforms in the country.
Blade, thanks a lot for coming on. Appreciate it. That's Bob Thorne, Blade, former player, former coach, University of Michigan, giving his insightful thoughts. We need to go to a break, but when we come back, are we doing something with this Ottoman? We going to get his bubby away? Oh, yeah. I like that. Labatt's Blues got something going on, and I'm going to find out during the break what we going to do with this. Look at that. That's a – ooh, it's a little – yeah, look at that. Yeah, there you go. I like that. It's a cooler and a chair. I like it. When we come back, we got more good stuff, including Sam, my man, Sam Webb up in here. He doing me a favor. But he gonna try to out me, too. That's okay. I'm good with it. You're listening to the M Zone.